So when you came to camp, the tight end situation was one of the question marks. Are there any answers yet?
Well, it seems like that has been the case for a number of years because of the migration of players. But yeah, we do have more new faces now than maybe we ever have. Very rare to lose two players in one game right at the end of the season like we did. So we've been trying very hard to replace those guys with athletes, and I think we've been able to do that. The thing you don't replace is the experience and the amount of playing time, and the rules and regulations that we're playing by now disallow us as many opportunities as we might have had in the past. So we're just running as fast as we can to catch up.
Because actually, Bear was the only guy who had experience with the system coming
in. With this system, that's correct. That is correct. Beckham had played quite a bit, but of course he's probably not going to be able to start the season with us. So Bear is like the lone wolf, like he was a couple of years ago when we were here, and he was the only guy standing, if you can think back to that time, because he's just he's a tough cowboy, and hopefully he can continue to be that.
You've dealt with a lot of personalities and a lot of different shapes and sizes.
That's what they say about me.
In that realm, Martellus Bennett is what?
Well, I think he's athletic. We did a good job in that selection, I believe, as a free agent. He has bought into our system. He's learning a language. He's going from Greek to Latin because very obviously the system he played in is probably the third or fourth system that he has played in through college and in Dallas. So he understands very quickly the concept, but you have to translate into our verbiage, and that's probably been the thing that early on slowed him down. It's hard to evaluate until they know exactly what they're doing and they can play at the speed of the game, and so we aren't there yet, but we're making progress. Personality hasn't been in the times I've dealt with him. You people might have had more opportunities to do that than I have, but he's been part of our all-in. You know, he's been helpful in the meetings. He's talked to the young players. Yesterday, they had a chance for he and Cruz to both catch a ball in the end zone. He pulled away and let Cruz have the ball. I've been nice for him to catch the pass, but I did think that that showed that he's, you know, kind of bought into our system a little bit, and that was a good team thing to do. And that's what we are. We're not about individuals, and I think we have so many other good players here who live by that philosophy that that Tom preaches and what has helped us to win, and so. I think he's kind of joined in with that, and we'll see.
He's a very colorful person with us, you know, funny and free-flowing speaking. When he gets on the field, is he the same way, or is he just all busy?
Not around me, is it? But I think he is an outgoing personality. He's a bright guy. He likes to be a little creative, which that's fine as long as it stays within the confines of all of you. But in our system, he's going to be one of us, and that's why we've been able to win, because we've been so closely united and veered away from those. I have had some exotic personalities, but I wouldn't put him in the top five.
He has not referred to himself to you as the black unicorn, as a red guy.
I don't even know what that means. is that something I should know about? No, he's. I think he's a little bit like some other players we have had here. He does some things impulsively and probably says some things, but in my opinion, that's just a harmless thing. I think it's just part of his personality, and as long as it doesn't affect his play on the field. It does, as I watch our other players on the team, they seem to have melded very well with him. He's got a good chemistry started with our quarterback, so no, I don't know anything about the unicorn business. I'll take a look, though, and see if he's one.
Mike, our focus has been on Martellus and Bear. I mean, can you tell us how Purvis and Robinson and Hopkins are doing?
Robinson has really been disadvantaged because, number one, his class didn't graduate until so late in June. He missed almost all of our spring work except for the rookie minicamp. And that set him back quite a bit. And like a lot of players who are coming out at this position now, he played in that college offense that's so wide open. He wasn't even in a three-point stance. He didn't line up beside the tackle. He didn't conjunct blocks with the line at all. Their offense was just so wide open. So this has been a whole new thing for him. So he's been a little bit slower to move into that role here at our place, you have to be a blocker first, and then you grow into the passing game. If you think back all the players that we've had here that have done well, that's been the way we have developed them. So he has to do that. You can see the athleticism just watching the one-on-one things against the defensive players. He's very athletic. He does have a large number of not flaws, but just areas that he hasn't had any experience. And until he makes up that time that he missed in the spring, and that'll happen, but it isn't going to happen as quickly if we had had him in those nine practices in the spring.
Last year, Dick Ballard was somewhat of a revelation, and not to compare the two, but because of his experience in the system and also his versatility, is Bear Pasco, could he be somebody that kind of breaks out at all?
Well, I think as these players, much like I've said about Bennett, these guys sometimes have played secondary roles to someone else, and when they do get the opportunity to be maybe the starting guy or the guy that goes in with the first unit when you call for the first unit, but that's going to play itself out. A year ago at this time, we didn't know any more about Jake Ballard than we know really about Bear Pasco in that role right now. So if he can do what Jake was able to do and be a good player at the point of attack and be someone the quarterback can trust and have chemistry with, then anything can happen.
Bennett's a guy who you competed against twice a year for the last few seasons. I don't know how much you would focus on another team's tight end while you've got your own guys to worry about during the game, but when you did see him, what were your impressions of him?
Well, I do sometimes look at the other team's offense, you know, going more toward the weekend just to run through real quick and see what they're doing. And having had most of these guys at the combine, which I've always been a big involvement in, I get to know them a little bit. So I do kind of see how they are progressing when they are on other teams. And I do know that they had a great, great player in Dallas in Witten, and so he never really got that opportunity to be the guy. I told him, I said, you come here now, you have a chance not to be Jason Witten Jr. anymore. So those are all the things. Bear has that opportunity to move into Jake Ballard's role. This guy has an opportunity not to be somebody's younger brother. You know, he can move into that type role. So that's what we're going to practice for and play for and see what happens as this thing plays out. But I do think that in his circumstance, he made a lot of plays for them. He's a good blocker. He's a huge, big, powerful man. They did use him in more secondary pass game roles. He did catch some screens and do some things like that in advance of ball, but he didn't play a tremendous number of snaps for them. He really didn't. So he'll play more for us probably here early on in preseason because we use a lot of two tight end sets where he and Pasco both will be in the game. So I've talked to him about his conditioning, and you know, because he may not have had enough opportunities. And we'll find out if he has 8 or 10 two-minute plays if he's still standing, you know, at the end of the half or the end of the game. And hopefully he will be. I've been pretty much impressed with all these guys' conditioning. Someone mentioned earlier about these other younger guys. We'll have to see in the game because we haven't had enough full-speed practice reps here, but all of these guys are going to play in the game. They all are going to get a chance to play, and we'll just see how they do. And I say to them, we don't cut anybody. You cut yourself, you know. So if you play well, you stay. If you don't, you don't. That's just the way it goes.
With so much uncertainty, do you like the fact that they're all competing for that, you know, top couple?
I think that brings out the best in players, yes, when they do have other players that are always there to match against and product, see how the production goes and that type of thing. So, yeah, I think that's very obvious advantage, and it's a good point because I think that we don't want to see any drop-off. We'd like to see a better effort by the next guy who goes in, but we'd like to have a model that goes in there first and shows all these younger players how to do it. And we don't really have that right now, and that's a little disconcerting. They think they're doing well, but compared to who? So that's what we'll have to build, and I've encouraged these couple of older players that have played. We need a model here because it's so much easier to coach from a guy who can really do it well and let him be the example for you.